Good morning, everyone. I'm still on the election, and I will be on the election until after the election. But anyway, next week, I hope to have a special guest on that's been in the political field, as well as they're a graduate from law school. And maybe they will be able to help us figure out some of the stuff that we're reading on these, things that they've given us pertaining to this election. Well, anyway, I want to talk about the propositions, but I'm going to start off with this receipt that I talked about last week. Now, what I really believe that's going on, and the reason why such things as grocery taxes and all of that that's coming up, is because this city, the city of Oakland, is not receiving tax dollars that they know that they are entitled to through the various small businesses that have opened up in this city that sells alcohol and tobacco products. This is happening all over the country. And we're now going to have to address this because we have a large number of stores, and particularly the corner stores, who are making, I am very certain, over $100,000 a year, probably more than that, just on the alcohol and cigarettes alone. The city officials know this. It doesn't take anyone that has a degree in math to figure this out. It really doesn't. I saw that there was a problem some while back, and I will have to say I am just as guilty of the next person not paying attention to how we are being treated in our own neighborhoods by those that do have the corner stores. And I will have to say, yes, they are not African American, but if I go back to my childhood in Oakland, the small stores weren't African American then. They were Chinese or Asian. We called all of them Chinese, and it's clear that all Asians aren't Chinese. But anyway, we had a few small corner stores that eventually started opening around Oakland, and now we don't have them. And I'm looking at why. I'm looking at people that come to this country from all over the world that's able to play the capitalistic game. There are people that have lived here all of their lives in the United States and haven't figured that out. And yes, it's a possibility a lot of these little small stores are illegal in what they're doing. And if what I'm seeing on paper here through my research, they're also hoping, they're helping to create problems in this community, and that's the reason why we have to have such things as grocery taxes on our ballot. Now, see, if the city council people, whoever in the government, no matter how high you go, start saying some of the things that I'm saying and going to say in the future, everybody will be trying to sue somebody, all the way up to the federal government and what have you. I got documentation on what I'm talking about. And I'm able, through freedom of speech, dealing with this country and stuff, but I have the right of a dissension, as well as I have a right of my own free will. And I'm going to do the best I can and figure out what if the grocery taxes did pass. How could that really affect the people here in Oakland? And so I'm looking at a particular receipt, because they do have a breakdown of the areas that money was spent. Everybody doesn't do that. In this case, they didn't give us the tax rate. Now, there are some companies that give the tax rate. Now, in this particular company, they don't give the tax rate. Now, I'm trying to, calculate what the tax rate is, but I'm not sure what they're really taxing on here. I've played with figures, and I still don't come up with the amount of taxes that they've charged. But I'm going to continue to play with this one, because it did at least break down the categories of foods. Last week I gave you the names of foods that were classified pertaining to this grocery store under groceries. And that may be the case. I don't know. But I had all types of things on this list that included, that had salt and sugar in them. And a lot of those are up under the grocery. Now, is that what they're saying to us? It's not only sodas, but things that are classified under groceries. Now, I thought groceries meant anything you could eat or drink. Okay? Basically. Other than, drinking alcohol and, maybe cough syrup and all that kind of stuff. Other than liquids like that, I'm under the impression that alcohol has been taxed for a many years. In fact, it looks like since the legalization of alcohol. And it has to be taxed. I have documentation on several stores that do not tax alcohol and tobacco. That would be a reason why they would have something on the ballot that's pertaining to tobacco. And alcohol should be clear that it's going to be taxed. Now, they have the tobacco situation, the proposition, and it's dealing with age. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, and particularly maybe more next week on that. And 21 years old is how old are you going to have to be in order to buy cigarettes now. I remember when it was 21 years old to buy cigarettes, and then they went down to 18. Well, that was a big mistake. And now we have a lot of our children that are smoking cigarettes, consuming all types of alcoholic products. And then the top level is other strong drugs that are highly addictive. We have a problem with that in this country. Now, it was revealed some years ago that the government was responsible for bringing drugs into, in particularly, African-American communities. And so now we have a big drug problem, and those that have those small stores know this. Many of them, when they came to this country, began dealing drugs themselves. They came from the country where the best drugs were created. They were able to make arrangements themselves to get those drugs here in the African American community. At the same time, they would have a grocery store, combination grocery store, filling station. All these types of things were going on. And we didn't pay attention to it. And now we have people that have come here from other countries that are able to play this game in any kind of level they want to play it. And they're not getting caught like many of the lower people that are attempting to do the same thing will get caught. We have, I will have to say, terrorists in this country that are subtle. You may not recognize that they are terrorists. They care nothing about you or the people in your community. Now, I disagree with the black Muslims when they went into, I think this store was selling alcohol, pork, and everything. And what they were questioning about the whole thing, they questioned this because the people that were selling these items were Muslims or Muslims. I don't know what you want to call them. And these were black Muslims in this community that went into these stores and told them that they were in error for doing this because you do not even feed your own family this stuff. And you come up in here selling it. Well, I got some news on the other side on that one, too, people. Before they took, because these corner stores go through a recycling, I'll say, period. Before any of them bought the businesses, these corner store businesses, and I've seen a corner store right down the street there that have had about four or five owners I know of. And when a owner decides that they want to possibly buy the business, because that's what was going on, they were selling the business. And in most cases, not the actual real estate. They were leasing that space for the grocery store or a little corner store. And what we are not seeing is that we, as African Americans in this country, are not paying attention. We're not paying attention. Because some years back when I was on Sobe, I gave an example of how these corner stores are not only making a fool of us, they're making a fool of our children who can't count. They're nickel and diming and pennying us to death. Send your child to the store with 25 cents, and there's, and I actually personally seen this one, and there's a little container there that says 5 cents each. The child only picks up four, gives you the quarter, and you don't give them any money back. They're nickel and diming the African-American community, not others. We're the only ones falling for it. And now we're going to be the ones that suffer because the little small stores on the corner who are making over $100,000 a year and not reporting are going to still treat you the same way, charge you whatever taxes they're charging you because they're going to start showing those on the receipts after this election, I am certain of. And quit selling drugs and stuff in these here businesses. The kids out there know that, and I know they had no reason to lie to me. People from other countries are making sure those drugs still come here. It's easier for them to get it here than if I was a drug dealer to get it here from the country that the drugs came from. I'd still have to rely on them. So the major drug, you know, drug pushers in African American communities are those from other countries. The kids know that, and they are very angry about it. But we're going to have to start paying attention. Because I consider them as terrorists as well, internally, they are destroying the African American community. Now, not saying that this is not occurring in other communities, Asian, Mexican, or what have you. It's going on, but they have better control of it than we do in the African-American community because we're going crazy, doing all types of things for survival because of changes. Things have changed. You have not prepared yourself, so you're getting lost in the shuffle here. Now, another thing I have to have people pay attention to, because around in my neighborhood, we've kind of gotten rid of them, and those are the ice cream trucks, which are also being run by those from other countries. I was forewarned by people in the community that it appeared that some of these individuals were pedophiles running around here with ice cream trucks and what have you, and if they're able to get a child alone, they'd kidnap the child. They're pedophiles. Now, it's up to the community to look at this stuff. Now, if you decide to sit back and not pay attention to what's going on, you're going to get whatever it is that's the response to that. If you do not vote, it's the same as voting for Donald Trump. And people don't understand how that works. African Americans are in a position in this country to decide on who the president is going to be. Hopefully we have enough African Americans that have taken the time out to register to vote and get out and vote. Because if we allow Donald Trump to get in here, we're going to have a problem. As a matter of fact, it doesn't matter if it's any Republican. When a Republican is in office, the first services they cut are social services, things that poor people need, food, housing, shelter. Now, we have a proposition dealing with housing and housing for poor people, as well as we have a proposition that looks like it's concerning Medi-Cal, people that are poor that have to receive these services. I'm looking at both sides of those propositions, the yes and no's. And to be honest with you, I am confused. So next week, I'm hoping that the person that I have come in, they're going to be in the studio, will be able to explain some of these things. In the meantime, people, when you are going to the store, you know, assess your receipts. See what's going on and what they're charging for what. Now, the store that I'm concentrating on, because they do have a breakdown, is Food Max. And it's the one that's on East 9th and Fruitvale around there. It's a little mall area over there. And the reason why I'm doing that is because they have broken down. Now, what I want you to do with your receipt is to first determine the average taxes that you're paying. You do that by dividing the subtotal on your receipt, that's before taxes, the subtotal into whatever the taxes are. If you have food items on your list that should not be taxed, what's going to happen is your average tax rate is going to be a lot lower than what you are actually paying in taxes. I had you do it that way to see how the average tax would look. Then what I want you to do is take that subtotal, that whole subtotal, and multiply it by 9.5, which it looks like many of the stores around here are charging 9.5% interest, taxes on your bill. So multiply that figure by 9.5%. And see what your tax would be. In this case, it would be $11.76 that you will pay taxes on everything that's on the list. I'm looking at the worst scenario here. If we pay taxes on everything at the tax rate that looks like it's commonly used by a number of stores, 9.5. Like I said, if we did that, you're going to have the high figure of the amount of taxes that you pay, and that's $11.76. Now, based on the tax rate here, $5.98 is what you actually paid in taxes. And if you subtract that from the $11.76, you have $5.78 that you're paying more on taxes. And this is a scenario dealing with if you're paying taxes on everything. And I'm doing this because it may come out that way. You know, it may come out that the people have been bamboozled. We believe that it was only sodas when it really comes out to be everything that's edible, fruits, vegetables, whatever, meat, everything is going to be taxed because that's what groceries are to us, everything that we're supposed to, that we can eat. Well, anyway, I wanted you to see what the possibilities were if we were taxed on everything. Now, I'm still doing the calculations on this one. I still haven't come up with a tax rate. I'm going to play with this some because this is a store that doesn't give you a tax rate, but they give you a number of other things. This is Food Max that a lot of people don't give. The taxes were $5.98. It was taxed on $123.78. Now, I'm trying to add up what the non-taxable items are and the taxable items, and I'm having a problem based on this receipt here. I have some more stuff that I need to do. But what I wanted you to see is where the alcohol beverages, right below there is birth date. So they have it set up to whereas you're either going to have to show your ID, which gives you your birth date, or you're going to have to look like you're over 21. And so they already, this store already has the birth date in, has it situated where the person that's at the cash register at that time is supposed to make sure you're 21 or older. Now, that's the first time I've seen that on a receipt. And like I'm saying, this is the first time I've seen receipts broken down into the various categories. I want you to start collecting your receipts and see what you have. I want you to go to some of the little small corner stores where you will be able to witness that they don't automatically give you a receipt. They don't necessarily have to be on the corner, people. The small stores that you know what's a small store when you see it. It's small. And they're selling everything, sometimes food and other products. But when you go to these stores, ask for a receipt and analyze that receipt. Because I'm seeing a consistent pattern of how they are collecting taxes. They're making black people think right off that they're getting away with something. So they'll tell you, I'm just going to charge you for that can, I'm not going to charge you any taxes. And you think you're getting away with something because it's easy to fool the people that's drinking and stuff like that, and they have played that game. So you think you're getting away with something. So you really don't care if you get a receipt because you think you're getting away with something. And if you ask for a receipt, they're putting down non-taxable when it's alcohol and tobacco products. This is rampant. Okay? It is rampant. And we're going to have to make sure that these stores pay their taxes. Because if we don't, we're going to always have these measures and propositions coming up that is supposed to correct that matter. But the people in the communities suffer for that correction. So there has to be another way. Now, what I believe is, if you yourself personally know of a small store here in Oakland that appear that they would be making less than $100,000 a year, and they sell alcohol and tobacco products, pay close attention to them. Because they're not paying taxes, or at least paying it at the level that they should. So it's going to be us in the community to make those corrections. Because as I said, if any of our elected officials decided they want to, you know, attack it without any community support, they're going to be sued. And there goes some more taxpaying dollars, you know, suing someone that's telling you the truth. But you want to twist it and want to make it racist or whatever. But it's the truth. It doesn't matter who it comes from. If it's the truth, you're supposed to deal with it. And you stand up for it. Like Madge Gate used to say, if you can't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And that's basically what's happening to the African-American people in these ghettos, as they would call it. We're being bamboozled. We're being masked out of play. They know that you do not have the math skills to calculate your receipt. And they don't count your money back to you. They claim that if they tell you the computer says that it's whatever, that this is what you'll get back. They're not going to count your money back to you in the proper manner. And that is counting it from what the cost was with the change all the way up to whatever that bill is you gave them, $20 bill, whatever. And they don't do that. I recently heard on Billy Jones' show, which I'm airing, that they're having the same thing in Detroit. Well, it's clear that they're having the same problem in Berkeley as well as San Francisco, because Berkeley did the grocery taxes first. It's the soda taxes, and it may have been for real soda there. But here, it's getting ready to be grocery. And I suggest that you don't vote for such nonsense. And at the same time, even though you don't care that taxes are going to go up on the food and everything that you eat, you also have to keep in mind that the monies that's going to be collected, millions of dollars each year, is going to go to the general fund, which means that our elected officials can use it for whatever they want to use it for. It don't have to have anything to do with groceries or what have you. Healthy sodas has nothing to do with that. They're approaching it in the wrong manner. See, first of all, I'm glad that they're doing it, but not the way that they're doing it. You know, it's not going to be right for the people. But you're going to have to realize who is your targeted market pertaining to sodas. they are targeting mainly African Americans. And the word is, in which I have seen myself, I've seen a mother pour soda in a baby bottle. And they justified it by saying they put a little water in it too so it won't be as strong. Now, those are the type things that we should be talking about. They're showing baby faces and everything on saying, vote for it, when it's the parents that have the money. So I don't know if we're being bamboozled or what, but everyone that has common sense should figure out if that child wants a soda, and they have enough money in their allowance, they're going to buy a soda. They're going to make sure they way across town so their parents can't see them drinking this soda. But the child is going to get the soda. So you're going to have to not only in this case educate the parents, but you got to educate the children as well, especially those that parents have been giving them sodas in the baby bottle. I seen that with my own eyes, a parent giving, and she did it so easily. That wasn't the first time she did it. Yeah. So yes, we do have a soda problem. They were supposed to be taking the vending machines out in Oakland, I believe, some while back that had soda. They're supposed to be replacing them with juices and things like that, but I have you to know many of those juices had sugar in them as well. Those juices are going to be a part of the grocery tax because they have sugar in them. So you have to get a pure juice, 100% pure juice that doesn't have any of that sugar and stuff in it. There are a number of 100% pure juices, and I guess you'll have to start drinking those if you don't want to pay taxes on the other, because it looks like it's going to be products that have sugar in them as well, if they're only going to be dealing on the soda side. But see, I'm based on what's happening here, I can't trust the whole thing. I think they're trying to bamboozle us and sneak a grocery tax in here under the disguise of a you know, soda tax. And hopefully this doesn't go through for more than one reason. I was informed that it wasn't going to go through by a number of organizations that says that people have come out and open and registered to vote at high measures here. So hopefully they're going to vote the way they should be voting. Many people are registering to vote or registered to vote because they did not want Donald Trump to be president. And if he becomes president, people, we're in trouble. A lot of trouble. Because he's pretty much said that he don't too particularly care for any of the other races or people that are from other nations, I'll say, because it's only one race, the human race. And he's said some negative, hateful words pertaining to people from other countries. Now, the only thing I'm seeing is that they playing this system and taking care of their family. And a lot of people are confused about undocumented people that are here. A lot of people believe that when you say undocumented, that they have no information at all on these people. Wrong. They're working and paying taxes. And we have officials that are looking at people that have been in this country all of their lives, and particularly maybe even in the city all of their lives, and never worked a day in their life. Not one day in their lives. And then we have a large population of people who have worked, but it hasn't been on a consistent basis. 2 months here, 2 months there, or what have you. So therefore, there's not very much income taxes that are being collected from them. These individuals are documented through taxes. Okay, so it's not like they don't know that they're here. The reason why it's difficult for anyone to make a decision on sending them back where they came from or what have you is because they're paying taxes. Now, they may not be paying the taxes at the level that they should be because they may be doing some fraudulent things, which is a game a whole bunch of people try to play. But they are paying some taxes. And I'm hearing individuals that are not working right now and haven't worked in a long time, I personally know of, who are complaining about people coming from other countries taking the jobs. I don't know what to tell you, people. They came in taking jobs that you refused to take. I've heard so many people say, I ain't gonna work for no minimum wage. I ain't gonna work for no McDonald's, Jack in the Box, and all of those places. Because this individual felt that those type jobs were beneath them for some reason, and you've never worked a day in your life. And you expect to be paid more than minimum wages? Well, now, I'll put it this way. Try to go and get some of those jobs that the people from other countries have taken. They go to work on time and every day. Okay? And that was a consistent problem that businesses that left Oakland said they had. It was either absenteeism, tardyism, or theft. They had those three problems with the people here in Oakland. I'm pretty sure somebody else had them same problems, but the people here in Oakland. And we had big companies that came out and hired a lot of people in Oakland. But then again, they got you on tape stealing. You may have been given that job and you were receiving public assistance. And you thought that you wouldn't get caught. Well, all I can say is public assistance is getting ready to turn into something different. It's going to be a major change, and it will be even more major if Donald Trump becomes president. Now, I mentioned the Responsibility Act of 1996, and as well as other laws that took place, all directed on your responsibility as a parent, a community person, and if you choose to be irresponsible, you are treated accordingly. So now it's your responsibility to get out and vote. And if you don't, you're going to get what you get. In the meantime, if you're not voting, I'm pretty sure you're not looking at your receipts. I'm pretty sure you don't have a monthly budget, household budget, because that's how everything starts with within your household. If your household is dysfunctional, you're going to transfer that dysfunction elsewhere. So get your household together first and make sure that you understand what's going on here. They have a lot of propositions that are going to be crucial to people. Those that are receiving public assistance, they have something on here that they claim this proposition will help. I don't know the pros and cons of it as yet. I know that I've seen individuals who built apartment complexes. And one area I'm going to talk about is called Keller Plaza. They've been around for many years. When they got ready to build Keller Plaza here in Oakland, they went around to the neighbors and everything and said and convinced them that it was going to be seniors and disabled people mainly in those buildings. So people allowed those buildings to be built. Now, in the process, you should have been looking at how they were building them. Not an elevator anywhere. And they were all two or more flights up. They weren't building those apartments initially for seniors and disabled people. They put in there who they intended on putting in there, and that was Section 8 and low housing people. And if you happen to be a senior that can get around and don't need an elevator, you would also be allowed there. They tricked the people in the community, and I don't know if any of these laws pertaining to housing or what have you is going to mislead us into thinking that we're going to have housing for low-income people or Section 8. Now we want to make sure that we have housing for Section 8 and low housing for people who doesn't have that much money coming in. Affordable housing means you have a job. So those of you that are protesting for affordable housing, when you really are saying we need some more Section 8 slots, you're going to have to make it clear to the people that you understand the difference between affordable and Section 8 and low housing, and that you make them, if they're saying it's going to be affordable, that it is. And at the same time, these individuals that are talking about creating buildings, you know, affordable housing, if they ask for any governmental monies, they can't discriminate. So they have to bring in Section 8 and all of those type people, whether they want to or not. They can't discriminate. But I'm pretty sure we're going to have some of that going on, because it's always been going on, and it has never been challenged at the level that it should have been challenged, like back in the 60s, dealing with housing and fair housing and allowing people of color to rent certain housing. But we have a number of issues or propositions that we need to deal with. I don't know if Proposition 52, which we're supposed to vote yes on, will help people with Medi-Cal at all. I don't know. It's written that it should help. It's really broad. You know, I don't know. Hopefully next week when I have the guest speaker on, they'll be able to explain these things. Now we have the tobacco, and they're saying for health reasons, of course, you're not supposed to be smoking cigarettes, and they're not supposed to be smoking them all out in the streets anymore as well, at least in Oakland. But they had to put something down because all over California, as I said, not taxing cigarettes and alcohol. So they had to come up with increasing the taxes. So they know for certain now we should be getting more money that's with alcohol and cigarettes, okay? Now, I personally believe that we as a community are going to have to provide this information to our city officials here in Oakland to let them know that there are a number of small businesses who are not charging taxes on products that taxes should be charged on. We have failed for not paying taxes when in the long run it's going to hurt the community as a whole. Now, I'll repeat. If you do not want Donald Trump to be president, you better get out and vote. Now, I heard on one of the news broadcasts where a lady happened to be African American said she wasn't going to vote for Donald Trump because she didn't want the country to be run like a business. I disagree with that. If I trust Donald Trump, I would have been voting for him because he is a businessman. This country has to be ran as a business. There has to be more money coming in than going out, and that's the reason why we have a problem, because that's not what's happening. That goes in any level of business. The school district should be ran as a business, and any other governmental offices have to be run as a business. You want to have more money coming in than going out. And that applies all the way up to the federal government, whose tax dollars they receive. You want to get more tax dollars in order to provide services out there to individuals that aren't working and need some help. It's a big mess, people. It is just so much going on. We're going to have to pay attention. And we should be electing people that know how to run a business. They know when they look at the city's budget, how it should go, that we should have more money coming in. We have to have money coming into the city. The federal government don't pay for everything. The county has to have money coming in, as well as the lower government city have to have money coming in. for whatever. They have a number of ways they can make money. But city itself has to have money come in to pay city bills that the federal government and the state government are not providing money for. So it's up to that individual governmental entity to have their own money coming in. And that's what I disagreed with when I heard this lady on the television. She didn't want her country ran like a business. That's because she doesn't understand that this country is a business. And it's in the business, supposedly, of taking care of the people in this country. And right now, we're not doing a very good job of that. We have so much going on. And we're going to have to fight for a lot of things that should have been clear that we should not have to fight for. And I'm talking about African Americans. What we do is we sit back and get angry when there's a change. And you should be angry at yourself because you did not prepare yourself for these changes, even though you were given forewarning. And right now, people who of authority think that the only way to eliminate this problem is to kill you. So that's the reason why we have a lot of our African American males being murdered. We have enough problem with us killing each other. We definitely don't need the police doing it. So it's going to be up to the community, your community, to unite and fix your community. You know, we got to look at what we are doing, the consequences of our own behavior. What are the results of what we've done? They're preparing for us to go on a riot because things are going to even change. Whether we have Donald Trump or not, things are still going to change. And those of you that are receiving some form of public assistance will be affected by it. And it doesn't matter who becomes president. Things have to change. Taxpaying dollars cannot continue to be spent out and there's no result. That means we're not having enough money coming in, but we're spending money out on things that didn't work. And now they have to try something else and in the same time save money in the country. So they're going to cut social programs, and it doesn't matter who becomes president. You know for a fact that it will be, those programs will be cut if Republicans get in the office. But we have to keep in mind that this country is in debt. So whoever comes in and try to fix it has a long way to go. And it's going to take more than 8 years to do it. Obama is our president currently. I believe he's done the best that he could do based on what he came into. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.